Distilled is a production of Chemical Processing. Chemical Processing focuses on serving engineers, designing, and operating plants in the chemical industry.
Welcome to Distilled News for the week of March 3rd, 2024. Distilled News is a chemical processing production where we review some of the latest articles trending on chemicalprocessing.com. I'm your host, Jonathan Katz, executive editor of Chemical Processing. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency released new rules March 1st requiring chemical manufacturers to implement extensive safeguards to protect at-risk communities from facility accidents. The changes to the EPA's risk management program includes the EPA's most stringent safety provisions for chemical facilities to date, the agency said in its March 1st announcement. Among the new rules is a requirement that chemical plants adopt an emergency plan for extreme weather events due to climate change, and a requirement that they analyze safer alternatives to their existing materials. The American Chemistry Council criticized the new standards, saying it will lead to a surge in misguided regulations. ACC specifically singled out the requirement that chemical plants perform a safer technologies and alternatives analysis as an unnecessary burden on chemical manufacturers. In a news release, ACC Vice President of Regulatory and Scientific Affairs, Kimberly Wise White, said, "The agency has not provided sufficient evidence to justify these new requirements, nor has it adopted a more targeted approach to further enhance safety as suggested by ACC and other stakeholders." Wise White added that ACC is requesting that the EPA withdraw its rule and focus on building on the success of the current program. Other final amendments to the rule include increasing employee involvement in safety measures, facilitating anonymous hazard reporting, mandating third-party audits and incident investigations following accidents, enhancing emergency planning and community notification systems, and improving public access to facility information. We now turn our attention to company news. Chemours has suspended its top executives pending an internal audit related to ethics hotline reports, certain Securities and Exchange Commission filings, and bookkeeping practices that may have impacted incentive plans. Chemours said February 28th that its board of directors placed CEO Mark Newman, CFO Jonathan Locke, and accounting officer Camilla Wiesel on administrative leave. In mid-December, the SEC questioned Chemours about several non-GAAP measures in its filings, including those that impacted executives' incentive pay, according to a Wall Street Journal article. The journal noted that these type of non-GAAP adjustments have come under criticism by executive pay critics because they're prone to manipulation. Evonik said March 4th it will cut 2,000 jobs worldwide as the company looks to save 400 million euros amid declining sales volumes and prices. Most of the positions cut will be in management, and approximately 1,500 of the job reductions will impact the specialty chemical manufacturer's Germany operations. Evonik announced the move after reporting sales fell 17% in 2023 to 15.3 billion euros. Sales volumes fell by 8% in 2023, and selling prices declined by 3%. Evonik does not expect an economic recovery in 2024. In response, the company said it will limit capital expenditures this year. We now turn to materials research. A team of researchers from the University of Buffalo received $1.5 million in funding, including a $1.17 million grant from the U.S. Department of Energy to identify more sustainable methods for hydrogen production. Over the next 2 years, the team will look at ways to reduce carbon emissions by developing a cost-effective membrane technology that separates oxygen from nitrogen in the air for gasification-based hydrogen production. This approach, if successful, could significantly contribute to the Biden administration's clean energy targets, according to the research team led by engineering professor Haiking Lin. The membrane made of selectively permeable hollow fibers would enable the production of pure hydrogen at lower costs compared to traditional methods. Collaborating with researchers at UT Austin and Trimeric Corp, Lin's team is striving to achieve an oxygen-nitrogen selectivity of 15, which would substantially improve oxygen production efficiency. And are we ready for space elevators? Chemist Noe Alvarez at the University of Cincinnati addressed the challenge of reliably connecting carbon nanotubes to metal surfaces for various applications, even possibly a space elevator, as in the opening scene of the Brad Pitt movie Ad Astra. Alvarez and collaborators developed a chemical process to create a strong and consistent bond between nanotubes and metals, improving conductivity. Previous methods resulted in weak connections, leading to imprecise measurements. Their research, published in Nanoscale Advances, demonstrated chemical bonding of nanotubes to metals like copper, aluminum, and gold. This breakthrough, supported by a $720,000 National Science Foundation grant, shows promise for commercial applications of nanotubes. The study revealed that carbon atoms in the organic link bond with two copper atoms, ensuring durable connections. Carbon nanotubes, known for their strength and unique properties, hold potential in diverse fields such as aerospace, coatings, and energy storage. Alvarez's team grows nanotubes on silicon disks, employs catalytic chemical vapor deposition for their synthesis, enabling precise application in various industries. That's it for this week's edition of Distilled News. Visit chemicalprocessing.com for more insights, and don't forget to register for our morning briefing and Chemical Processing weekly newsletters. Until next time, stay informed, stay inspired, and let's shape the future of chemistry together. Thank you and goodbye.